The Silver Sword by Ian Seraillier. Chapter 1. The Escape. This is the story of a Polish family and of what happened to them during the Second World War and immediately afterwards. Their home was in a suburb of Warsaw, where the father, Joseph Balicki, was headmaster of a primary school. He and his Swiss wife, Margaret, had three children. In early 1940, the year when the Nazis took Joseph away to prison, Ruth, the eldest, was nearly 13, Edek was 11, and the fair-haired Bronya, 3. Warsaw under the Nazis was a place of terror, and without their father to protect them, the Balickis had a grim time of it. But worse was in store for them. They were to endure hardships and conditions which made them think and plan and act more like adults than children. Great responsibilities were to fall upon Ruth. Many other girls had to face difficulties as great as hers, but if there were any who faced them with as much courage, unselfishness, and common sense as she did, I have not heard of them. First I must tell of Joseph Balicki and what happened to him in the prison camp of Zakina. The prison camp which the Nazis sent him to was in the mountains of South Poland. A few wooden huts clung to the edge of the bleak hillside. Day and night the wind beat down upon them, for the pine trees were thin and gave little shelter. For 5 months of the year snow lay thick upon the ground. It smothered the huts. It gave a coating of white fur to the 12-foot double fence of wire that surrounded the clearing. In stormy weather it blew into the bare huts through cracks in the walls. There was no comfort in Zakina. The camp was crowded with...